producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm your host for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. That is the burning question of the day, every day, about this time, 8 o'clock. What's on your mind? What's on my mind is, one, the beautiful weather outside. I mean, it is a beautiful 55 degrees out here in sunny Southside Fargo. That's where we're broadcasting from, right here on Flag of Family Radio. So, beautiful day out, a little nippy out there. It feels more like a fall day. And I was remarking to my wife this morning that it felt more like, I don't know, September, October this morning than, you know, it feels like August. I'm used to, you know, hot, humid August weather. And I am not complaining. I love the weather. Thank you. Hat tip to Al Gore out there for being wrong, so wrong anyway. But beautiful weather out, and that's what's on my mind this morning, not to mention the big monster moon last night. And the I don't know if you're a geek like me, but I like this kind of stuff. It was not only a monster moon last night, there was also a meteor shower. So I thought that was pretty cool. And that's another thing that is on my mind. I'm going to set the show up for you today. As always, on Monday, we have our speakeasy trivia. So make sure you tune in for that. You want to win some gift certificates for speakeasy? Tune in, 8:30. And have your finger on the redial button, 855-200-1776, extension 2. And when you hear the tunage, call in and give me the name of the song and the artist, and you have speakeasy gift certificates. They have awesome food out there at Speakeasy. And if you've never been, you know, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting for? There you go. And today, you know, on Mondays, they have the Back to the 80s a menu pricing over there at the Speakeasy restaurant in Moorhead, Minnesota. And the food is pretty awesome. The ambiance is great. And the prices cannot be beat. You're going back to the 80s. So those prices back then were pretty good. They were pretty awesome. So stay tuned. 8:30, Speakeasy Trivia. At 8:20, we're going to have the Golden Girls in, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. We're going to discuss the news of the day. One of the things I want to ask them about, well, two things I want to ask them about. Did you hear about the new study that says, and this kind of defies my libertarian friend's pot logic. This new study says that teen pot use hurts brain and memory. So, what do they have to say about that? I want to get their insight on that. And if you are a casual teen user, you are really hurting your brain. And I don't know if you know this, but a casual user of pot is not, you know, a once a day user or something like that. It is a once a week user, and you're killing your brain cells, man. And that's something I've been saying forever. I've been saying that forever. But I get a slew of pot logic thrown at me by a lot of my friends, not so much my conservative friends, but especially my libertarian and liberal friends. Wow, the pot logic. I wonder what they have to say about this. So I'm going to ask Ellen and Blanquita what they think about this report. Also want to ask them about, you know, Hillary Clinton had an interview this weekend where she basically blamed the unrest in Iraq and with the ISIS militants over there on Obama's policies. So I want to see what how they feel about that and how they feel about the airstrikes that are going on right now. Too little, too late? Is it, you know, right on the money? You know, what's going on there? I want to get their take. And Ellen Ratner is a liberal, and Blanketa Cullum is a conservative, so we get a fair and balanced, you know, from the left and the right, their perspective from the left and the right. So stay tuned for that. Also, at 8:40, we're going to have Minnesota State Rep. Kurt Zellers. He's running for the GOP nomination for governor. And the primaries for that is tomorrow. When I ask him a couple of questions, you know, the GOP, are they making a resurgence over there in Minnesota? How does he stack up to the other two candidates? What does he bring to the table that those other two candidates don't? What is the benefit for Minnesotans if they dump Dayton? Couple of questions that I have. Your questions are always welcome. 855-200-1776, extension 2 gets you live on air and get your point of view out there. There you go. did you see last night the monster moon last night? So my wife and I were headed out. We saw Divergent, which is, in my opinion, an awesome movie, especially when you're talking about, you know, putting people in boxes, you know, and kind of the government telling them, you know, what their role in life is going to be. Something that I talk about all the time on my show, the Common Sense Club, 2 to 5, every day right here, Flag Family Radio. Saw that movie and just thought of all of the parallels that I saw between what's going on now in our government and our school systems and that sort of thing, what's trying to pigeonhole the folks into, you know, what their life mission is to be in life. And my wife and I had a conversation about that. We talk about Common Core. We talk about, you know, all of these other factors of, you know, everybody's in a special little class, you know, and how do you get out of that? And if you've never seen Divergent, you really should. I'm not being paid to, you know, sit here and talk about Divergent, but I just thought that there were some really good parallels in there, especially when you're talking about, you know, the state of the United States now, the political atmosphere, and the fact that a lot of time folks are kind of pigeonholed into these boxes that they never get out of, and they can't get out of. So there you go. I also, and when we left the cinema, you have this huge, huge monster moon in the sky. A little chill in the air. Seriously, it felt a lot more like October than it did, you know, August day. But that's just my humble opinion. One thing I want to get out to you folks is this. If you're in the Fargo-Moorhead area, the vector control mosquito spraying is set for tonight in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead will run truck-mounted machines to spray for mosquitoes starting at about 7:45 tonight. And that's from the Cass County Vector Control. The spraying is being targeted to prevent the potential spread of the West Nile virus. And we, as we know, there has been a confirmed case of West Nile in the area. So this is sorely needed. Even though I think this cold weather might do a lot more than the vector control, tamp down on mosquito reproduction and all of that stuff, because it's pretty cool out. And from my extensive experience in fighting mosquitoes, I'm a Louisiana boy, so I know a thing or two about mosquitoes. Nothing, you know, stifles mosquito growth and population like a little cold weather. So we got that going for us. Spraying, as always, will depend on conditions, and those conditions are wind at less than 10 miles per hour and temperatures at least 58 degrees. Should be completed by about midnight. If conditions are not right, the spraying will be rescheduled. This spray, and we've talked about this before, has very little toxicity to people, pets, birds, and other animals, but very, very toxic to mosquitoes. So that's a great thing. That's a good thing. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita with news from the left and the right, and your phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2 and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are back. I don't know if Ellen Ratner is still in Poland, but we're trying to raise her as we speak. We have Blanquita Cullum on the line, though. How you doing, Blanquita?
Well, I'm wonderful. Here's the deal, okay? I'm looking outside of my beautiful balcony that on one side you can see the Potomac River and you can see Washington's beautiful Masonic Temple, and it's all calm in Virginia, okay? On the other side, I'm looking at the Capitol, and you can hear a pin drop because it's August, and no one's in town. So your money is kind of safe, which makes you happy. Now, with Ellen, Ellen's doing some interesting things this month that the audience needs to know about. First of all, when she comes back, she'll tell you about the journey that she took to places like Auschwitz and to Bergen-Belsen and all these. And I'm curious to know, she lost over 100 family members during World War II and in Germany and these camps. So it's going to be interesting to find out what kind of racism is going on right now in Europe, because, you know, anti-Semitism is cropping up again. And then she'll be taking a trip, as she does, to work on slave liberations in South Sudan. So while Ellen and I disagree on political issues, as you know, you heard us disagree many times, you've got to give her a lot of credit for all the great humanitarian work that she does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. And speaking of the whole rise of anti-Semitism, you know, can you, I mean, and no one can really explain it, but can you enlighten me as to, you know, what's going on in the minds of especially Europeans who lived through the whole Germany, the Third Reich and all of that stuff? What's with the rise in anti-Semitism now? What's driving that now?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a very profound question. In some cases, I wonder if it is not that there are, you know, deep-seated anger at being, you know, labeled as, you know, anti-Semites for all these years. I don't know. It seems like they've taken a big step forward coming back after World War II. I don't know if it's the rise of the population from of Muslims around the world that now are the ones that are actually out there protesting. These are not all Muslims, of course, fit this bill, but there are some very angry Muslims that do get out there. I think we all know that. And again, you know, you and I talked about this. I think, to the extent in some ways where we try to be more politically correct, people contain their true identity and who they really are, and it comes out in weird places like you see it on the Internet. You know, people that you, if you write a post on the Internet that people don't agree with, or you'll see people that'll say terrible things about Sarah Palin, terrible things about Hillary Clinton that they would never say in public. So I don't know. I think that there's kind of a raging anger that's going on right now, but honestly, it's a bit frightening.
Absolutely, and I saw over there, it was somewhere in Europe, a bus stopped, a bunch of Jewish children on the bus, and just a bunch of teenagers run on the bus and just start shouting like anti-Semitic slurs at them, and, you know, really shook them up. And I'm like, wow, you know, where did that come from? And again, I don't understand, I guess, and more to a point, the whole I do believe that the PC atmosphere in the world now it hurts us, because you don't know where people really stand, because there's all this happy joy talk on the surface, but percolating underneath is a lot of hatred.
Well, I think the world, and I was thinking about this morning, you know, for example, with teenagers. Who do they have as role models right now that they didn't used to have? They don't have astronauts. They don't have the ability to look at real honorable sports heroes that get out there and just love the sport. I think it's time for people that got these very violent video games. They have now, you know, the rules have been dropped when it comes to dope and booze, and their parents are confused. I mean, I think to help the next generation, it's not like we have to become prohibitionists, but we have to be able to give them some guidelines and inspiration of you know, who to follow, and give them some positive things that will appeal to their generation. I mean, for example, you know, what do they surround themselves? They have a bad movie. Why not show them a movie like Miracle about that hockey team from that won, and to give them some incentive? The problem is, in leadership in Washington, they don't have that same set of standards. So it's a hard road for parents. It's a hard road for friends and neighbors to try to be able to beat through a lot of negative media, a lot of negative politicians, and a lot of evil players. But they're going to have to emerge from here, because that's going to be the thing that's going to hold the glue, that's going to hold the country together.
Absolutely. And things like Cruz and Bardem, and actors like that, that also espouse anti-Semitic views, in my opinion, that doesn't help with the kids out there, what they're seeing, the way they digest, you know, world politics and things like that. I think that that also hurts them. But I kind of want to...
As you know, I think it would encourage everyone to know all about these actors, okay? Don't look at them just for the roles they play, but look at them for who they truly are. I mean, guys like Sean Penn and these guys who are thugs, the guy who, you know, Sean Penn tied up Madonna for how many hours until finally someone had to come and arrest her. I mean, people need to know that these are legitimately screwed up people. And so they're going to spout off. This is a guy who was in Venezuela. I know this firsthand, who was going to Hugo Chavez and hugging him and calling him his brother. This is a guy who's a journalist in jail, who's a Chavista, burned down a television station, shut down free press, and this is an idiot that you want to go and pay for tickets to. I mean, I get angry about it, because they're very flawed human beings. It's hard for me to kind of separate them from their roles, but at some point here, we're going to have to.
Oh, yeah, and we also have to remember that these guys are actors. They lie for a living. So, you know, and that's shocking. I never knew that about Sean Penn. That is news to me.
You know, go look him up. Look up, you know, some of these. You know, he had kind of a problem there. He has an anger issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has an anger issue. And, you know, poor Robin Wright Penn, the Robin Wright, who is that great star who is in House of Cards. I mean, can you imagine being married to a fellow like that?
No, I could not. Thank you, Blanquita, for having this discussion over coffee this morning. Thank you for coming on. What's on your mind? A little light topics, right? So we'll be right back right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And we are back. We are back. And it is time for trivia. That back to the 80s trivia. I like the 80s. I don't know why. It's this atmosphere around the 80s that, you know, I love. You got Michael J. Fox and, you know, Back to the Future and that sort of thing. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about really good food over there at the Speakeasy, and the pricing couldn't be better. You got 1980s prices on your favorite meals, lasagna, spaghetti, snuggle buggy, barbecue ribs, ravioli, all of that really, really great food for 80s prices. Now, it's simple, 855-200-1776, extension 2, when you think you know the name of the tune and the artist. So, we're going to roll the first tune now. Dancing here. Randy, you doing a little chair dancing out there in Moorhead?
Yeah, trying to.
Good deal, good deal. You think you got an answer for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, Randy. Just wanted to call in and chat a little bit.
Well, the radio delay, didn't pick it up right away, but so.
Okay. Well, that's no okay. Problem. No problem. Right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, Randy. Morgan in Fargo, do you think you have the answer?
Oh, I know I do. In Excess. Oh. Need you tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was chair dancing to that. I don't know if you want to picture me chair dancing or not, but it's pretty cool.
Are you ready?
That is
I'll
good.
Take it.
Good deal. Thank you, Morgan, for playing. Stay on the line, and my producer will get your info and get you those speakeasy gift certificates.
Awesome. Thanks, Leon.
Not a problem. Thank you. Now, let's roll that second tune. Come on, folks. Come on. That was an easier one. And then, you know, we didn't start the fire. So, I need you tonight anyway. It was an easier one than I need you tonight. This is a pretty cool song. You know, I remember singing this song. I'm singing it in my head now, doing a little chair dancing. That's what Mondays are good for. You know, Mondays are normally down and depressing, but you got a little 80s music trivia going on. It is pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, I can't really. Okay, got it. Randy out in Moorhead, you got an answer for me.
Yeah, I do this time. We didn't start the fire by Billy Joel.
Good deal. That's what it is. I'm still singing the song in my head. I'm doing a little stir in the pot action. Might get a little sprinkler action going on. But anyway, that's correct. And if you hang on the line, you have speakeasy tickets. Have you, you've eaten at the speakeasy before, right?
Yep. Love the ribs.
Oh, man. I love the food, love the ambiance. And for 80s pricing, and that's what's going on today, you cannot beat that deal. So thank you for playing. Thanks for listening again, Randy. Hang on the line. My producer will get your information and get those certificates out to you. Okay, and coming up on the show, we're going to have in the very next segment, we're going to have Minnesota State Rep Kurt Zellers running for the GOP nomination for governor. And the primary is tomorrow. So stay tuned for that, and especially if you're over there in Minnesota and you have a couple of questions, you know, how does he stack up to the other two candidates? Is the GOP making a resurgence over there in Minnesota? What is Kurt Zeller bringing to the table that Honor and Seifert aren't? You know, that those sorts of questions, those are on my mind. So, whatever your questions are, make sure you tune in 855 at 217-76 extension 2 when Kurt Zeller is on. Ask him your question. Should Minnesota dump Dayton? Why? Why does he think he's the guy to dump Dayton? And I like that catchphrase. If you haven't caught on to that, dump Dayton. But that's just my humble opinion. That's my point of view. I want your point of view. So 855-217-76 in the very next segment, and you're in business. So one of the things that I want to, well, at 9 o'clock, let me back up a little bit. My brain runs faster than my mouth sometimes on Monday. And we have open phones at 9 o'clock. So you hear something, you know, and even in this hour that you didn't have time, you know, to grab the phone and hit the speed dial 855-217-76 extension 2, and you want to talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour. There are open phones at the top of the hour. So call in. You got a whole segment just to do exactly that. Get the folks, tell the folks what's on your mind. And then we have Mark John Shrewd, the CEO, chairman of the board of Environmental Solutions, and that's a company booming with the Bakken boom. He's going to be on at 9:30, so stay tuned for that. And then we have Jane Robbins, attorney and senior fellow at the American Principles Project, and she's going to be speaking about Common Core standards. She's going to be in the area, I believe, on Wednesday, and I'm going to be there. I think that folks like her coming here, and Dr. Duke Pesta and folks like that, getting that information out to the folks about Common Core, because we all know, you know, I don't know what you've heard about Common Core on my show. We talk about it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we have an hour basically devoted to getting the information out to the folks about Common Core. A lot of people don't know a whole lot about Common Core, and that is by design. It's by design. In my humble opinion, it is insidious, Common Core is. And when they started rolling this thing out, it was meant to be as benign as possible. Nothing to see here, folks. Move on. But if you get the backstory on Common Core, it is anything but. There are things in Common Core that you need to be aware of if you have school-age kids, and there is not a better person to disseminate that information out to the folks than Jane Robbins. She will be here at the top of the 10 o'clock hour and taking your phone calls on Common Core ahead of her visit on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about that a bit on my show today, Common Sense Club, 2 to 5. Stay tuned. As I always say, we should be number – I don't want to be number one or number two in your speed dial. Yeah, reserve that for family members and emergency contact. I'm good with number five. Give me number five. Put it in your speed dial, 855-217-76, extension 2. That way, if you hear something that floats your boat, trips your trailer, cheeses your grits, you just hit number five and you're on live with yours truly. So there you go. A story that I saw that just made me go, wow, stop for a minute think about how fragile life is and, you know, how fleeting it is this story about Tony Stewart. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this story. Tony Stewart, he pulled out of the NASCAR race after he hit Kevin Ward Jr. Now, as far as I can see now, there's no criminal investigations or anything, but imagine that. Probably the biggest name in NASCAR racing. I mean, and then you have Kevin Ward. From what I can understand, he tapped a car. It spun a couple times. There was a mile crash. He gets out of the car. And, he's on the track and he's like, pointing at Tony Stewart. And the unthinkable happens. I mean, the unthinkable happens. He sucked under the back of the car. And if you watch the video, it's nuts. I couldn't even imagine what Tony Stewart is going through now. It is unreal. And he pulls out of NASCAR. After this incident happens, and I want to get your opinion on, what happened there. Some folks, said they think that, it might have been intentional. I'm not saying it was. He certainly doesn't believe it was, and the police, as it stands now, don't believe it is, but I want to know your opinion. 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live on air. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We are back. We are still trying to raise Kurt Zellers, and we'll have him on as soon as, you know, as he is on the line. We'll get right to that. a little voice is in my head. No, I'm kidding. Now, we have over there in Minnesota, and this is for the Minnesota listeners out there, Kurt Zellers, and he's running. He wants to be the next governor of Minnesota. Now, call in 855-217-76 extension 2 to ask him a question, you know, a voice, your concerns, that sort of thing. But right now I want to welcome Kurt Zellers to What's On Your Mind. Welcome, Kurt.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, it's about Minnesota competitiveness. You look across the border, you understand where Minnesota's at, whether it's the North Dakota border or the Wisconsin border, and you ask yourself, is Minnesota more competitive or less competitive? Whether it's the sales tax, whether it's the income tax, whether it's property taxes, Minnesota is not competitive, and we need to be competitive with our neighboring states. So it's about bringing good careers back to Minnesota, not just jobs, but good careers back to Minnesota. And then making us competitive. And as a middle-class guy who grew up on a farm not too far from you guys over there in Devil's Lake, I understand not only what middle-class families go through, but my wife Kim, who's a public school teacher, have faced a lot of the same things that Minnesotans, who half of which are underemployed right now, have been through. And we need a governor that has those life experiences that can relate and then can make Minnesota a better place by moving us forward.
Absolutely, and I like what I hear. A couple of questions that I have. What does Kurt Zellers bring to the table that the other two candidates don't?
Very simple. I beat Mark Dayton. When he wanted to raise taxes in 2011 to balance a $6 billion deficit, and we said no, $3 billion in new taxes will absolutely kill our economy, let alone what it will do to our tax base. But we need to make sure that Minnesota is competitive. So we, without raising taxes, balanced a $6 billion deficit into a $3 billion surplus, made Minnesota even more competitive, dropped our unemployment rate below the national average, made the cost of government 8% cheaper for Minnesota families, and shrunk the size of government by 5%. That's a record to run on that the other guys can't say. They can tell you what they would do or what they might do. I can show hard evidence. And when things were really tough, we were pressed after the government shutdown that Governor Dayton created, by the way. We didn't break. We didn't raise taxes. That's what I bring to the table that the other guys just can't say.
Okay, good deal. I like what I hear. I like what I hear. Another question I have for you is, we're over here. We're in North Dakota, but the Republican Party, the GOP, is pretty strong here. Do you think that there is going to be a resurgence of the GOP over there in Minnesota?
Yeah, there's no better rallying cry for Republicans in Minnesota than Governor Mark Dayton. Those three words alone will turn Republican. And, you know, honestly, it'll turn some Democrats that live in the Red River Valley, that live over in the Iron Range, the mining territory, that have said, you know what, we've had how many years, 4 years, promised to open the copper nickel mines, you promised to make us more competitive. Now we have DNR agents going out and investigating our Minnesota farmers for wells that they've been irrigating crops with for decades. Now all of a sudden the DNR is going to investigate them. You know, there are a lot of folks that may not be Republican, but they're going to come out and vote Republican this fall, because they've seen what the last 4 years have meant. And that's a yoke on the back of our business leaders, our business communities, holding us down instead of helping us be more productive and bringing more jobs to our state.
Absolutely. So your platform is basically jobs, and careers.
Absolutely. And it's an excellence in education as well. My wife, Kim, again, is a public school teacher. I really believe in STEM school. That's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We're the home of 3M, and not even half of the engineers that 3M hires come from Minnesota anymore. We have taken a step backwards, not only nationally, but globally when it comes to our education policy. We need to focus on those hard sciences so we can bring those manufacturing jobs, the smart factories, back from China, back from India, back from Mexico, put them right here in Minnesota, because we have the best and the hardest working workforce in the country. They just need an opportunity, and government is in their way.
Absolutely. So what would education look like under a governor, Kurt Zellers? Keeping in mind that, you know, Common Core is a big thing now. There's a lot of in my opinion, that is wrong with public education, you know, in the country, not just in Minnesota, but in the country. But so what is your vision for education in Minnesota?
A lot of this, again, goes back to what your other question, how are you different from the other candidates? You know, we've actually passed bills that Mark Dayton has vetoed. I can draw that strong contrast when I talk about at any point believe that any student can't learn just because you're in Minneapolis or just because you're in St. Paul. George W. Bush, not known for his public speaking skills, said it best. That is the soft bigotry of low expectations. So every kid, whether they're from Roseau or Roosevelt High School, should be able to learn. So you start with getting rid of LIFO. That's last in, first out. A policy that just fires really good teachers because they signed their contract a week or a year or a month after another teacher. You have to focus on opportunity scholarships.
Kurt, Mr. Zellers, sorry, we're right up against the break. Thank you for coming on What's On Your Mind. I'm going to have you on my show on the Common Sense Club later on today. I wish you luck. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind.
I got to tell you something drives me a little crazy as a talk show host. People call the program and say, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I say, have you been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota? Tell you what, folks, about $5,000 down on average, around $1,000 a month, depending on the model you pick. You have affordable housing. You own it. You're not paying rent in the Bakken. And walking distance to great amenities like schools, three blocks north of the Cashwise, west of Stanley, look for the signs. Schedule your appointment today, 701-628-1215.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.